We could finish them off, sir, Ashik said. Simply start hammering away at the pieces of the moon. They are completely trapped and helpless.
Trapped, yes. Helpless, no, Tahiri said.
Jag had brought her up to speed as soon as she'd rejoined him.
I'm certain Dala has sent out a call for reinforcements. Cattell's told us that this was just the gathering of her local resources. They could be here at any minute.
At any minute, or not at all. We can do the same, Jag said. Dala and I are facing a similar problem. Will those we've asked to come to our aid actually do so? I'm sure that once word gets out about the situation here, my Imperial ships are going to be needed just about anywhere in the galaxy but here.
He rubbed his eyes. Reg's aide said something to him. The Admiral nodded and turned to Jag.
Your friend Moff Gattels wishes to speak with you.
Patch him through, Jag said.
Our plan worked admirably, I think,
said Gattel's image on the screen. He was beaming, though he looked weary and worn.
I do too, Jag said. I must confess that this is the first time I've ever willingly worked with someone whose first announcement of said plan was to stun me with a blaster.
You must admit, said Gattels, chuckling a little, that it fooled Dala completely.
It certainly fooled me, Tahiri, standing beside Jag, said. Good thing Jag came out of it before I came in.
Jag had awoken shortly after Gattels had completed his message to Dala. Gattels had been smart. He'd put his blaster on the table and his hands in the air as soon as Jag began to emit muffled grunts.
I submit myself to your justice, head of state, Fell, but please, hear me out first.
Jag had grabbed the blaster and pointed it at Gattels. Tahiri, having heard the sound of the blaster, the room was not soundproof, as Gattels had misinformed Dala, had rushed in, lightsaber at the ready.
Let him finish,
Jag had instructed his bodyguard.
This should be good.
Actually, it was.
Dala plans to have you assassinated, Gattels had said. And now you are. My cover will work if your people will play along with it. I'll tell you where she'll be in 12 hours. You show up, and I'll cast my lot in with you, for the same terms we discussed before.
One more thing you should know that ought to solidify this deal, Jag said. I do have a recording of you talking to Dala. I have another one of her talking to another Moff, Porik Vanson. It seems she hasn't really forgiven or forgotten you, Tol. Once her position was secure, she had planned to turn on you and give all your holdings to Vanson.
It was amusing, Jag thought, to recall exactly the precise shade of purple-red Gattels had turned. Jag had played the recording, lest Gattels think he was bluffing. Upon hearing it, and the contempt in Dala's voice as she spoke of him, Gattels had indeed become wholeheartedly an ally, as he had proved earlier in the battle.
Now I think it's time to settle up.
Jag looked at him curiously.
What do you mean?
Well, sir, you must be aware that the sample of the rejuvenation serum I accepted from you was a fake. You agreed to give me back the stolen sample as part of our bargain.
Oh, I don't think so.
Gattel's smile faltered.
You said you would return the sample.
You asked for the vial on the table. This vial, right here, I believe were your exact words. I gave you that vial, right there.
The smile was now entirely gone.
I thought better of you, Jagged Fell. That sort of trick is beneath you.
And the development of this kind of illegal drug is beneath you, sir, said Jag, not bothering to hide his disgust. I will keep to my end of the bargain. I will not charge you for experimenting with this sort of thing, nor will I hold any past crimes or offenses against you. By allying with me, you have helped keep the galaxy stable, and I think you've earned forgiveness with that action. But know that I will send someone to investigate the laboratories that created this serum, and everything pertaining to this experiment will be destroyed at that time, if you haven't done so already. You walk out of this with your holdings, your reputation, such as it is, intact, your liberty, and your head. I think that should be sufficient. Do you agree?
The anger had passed, and now Gattels looked merely resigned.
Yes, sir,
he said, saluting.
The laboratories will be dismantled and the research destroyed upon my return to Anti-Meridius.
I'm glad we understand each other. I do appreciate what you've done for me.
Jag clicked off the comm, then withdrew a small vial from his pocket and regarded it thoughtfully.
What's in there that he wanted so badly anyway?
Tahiri asked.
Jag smiled. Something to make a family very happy, was all he said.